ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Good Sunday morning to you. Week 14 of the NFL has arrived officially. Got a big dose of Lions and Packers touchdowns on Thursday Night Football. Hopefully you have Josh Jacobs in your lineup and you're not playing against him. I do in several of my lineups. I've been all aboard the Josh Jacobs train, and it has been a very productive season so far this year. But listen, you didn't tune in to hear all about how great my fantasy football teams are. You, my friend, are attempting
playoffs
to make that playoffs push, right? Hopefully we're in the final week of your fantasy season, although some people out there may have already begun. So critical show. This is the Fantasy Football Show, as always, presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew.
Tullamore Dew.
As they do each and every week for, I think this is year four now, so thanks to them for being a great partner here at ESPN 1000 and a great supporter of the Fantasy Football Show. All right, so if you're new to the program, what we do each and every Sunday morning during the football season, I will run through all the key injury news you need to know about before Sunday games get kicked off and ready to go so that you can make an informed, intelligent decision for your fantasy football lineup. I'll take your calls after I run through all the key injury news at 312-332-3776. You can also hit me up on Blue Sky. I'm at Jeff Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R, or you can hit me up on X as well, at Jeff underscore Meller. That's again M-E-L-L-E-R. All right, let's get after it for this playoff or this playoff push edition of the Fantasy Football Show.
Paul Ballone set back, three receivers right, Devontae Adams, jet sweep motion, toss to the right, Breece Hall at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, hunting the pylon, he dives, is he in? Yes, that's a jet touchdown.
All right, so Breece Hall, we have information that he's already been ruled out for the New York Jets. He's dealing with a knee issue, and it's the same knee that he had reconstructive surgery on for the ACL-MCL injury that he suffered last year. Two years ago, that he obviously was productive back last year, made him one of the top picks in fantasy football. And I will say, Schefter has already said that the Jets have no plan to shut him down. I will say, from my experience, it's never a good thing, even though it seems like it should be, when the NFL insiders say there are no plans to shut the player down, because oftentimes what we find as the season progresses is that teams recognize there's also not a whole lot of sense to continuing to play on elite level talent in a season that is lost. And I think everybody would agree that the season for the New York Jets is completely lost. Hopefully, you were listening last week when we ran through all of the key handcuffs. If Braylon Allen was available in your league last week, hopefully you got ahead of it. I told you last week, Sunday morning, that it was the perfect opportunity to go ahead and scoop up any key handcuffs out there that were still available, because it was the perfect time to pounce. And if you did on Braylon Allen, you're the huge beneficiary this week, because he will, in all likelihood, get the bulk of the carries. I would expect him to be the featured back for the Jets against the Dolphins today in Miami. Isaiah Davis would be the next man in line in New York if anything should happen to Braylon Allen. I don't feel good enough about relying on him, again, in an offense that seems like it has been broken through no fault of Breece Hall or Braylon Allen, but a creaky offensive line and perhaps a better way to describe Aaron Rodgers, a creaky Aaron Rodgers. That's been the real issue for the Jets all season long. And in Miami today, Breece Hall will not be available. So you can go ahead and start Braylon Allen confidently. Now, I'm not saying to release Breece Hall. I'm just saying I've got an eyebrow up here as I'm looking at these tweets saying there is no plan to shut him down. I'm just looking at it a little bit skeptically.
At
the goal line at the one. The handoff to Walker. He goes left side, and he's going to get in. Touchdown, Seahawks!
All right, so probably the next biggest injury for fantasy football would be Kenneth Walker, who's already himself been ruled out with the ankle calf injury that he's been dealing with. Step right up, Zach Charbonnet. I was talking with Justin Pottinger, my producer, who you'll hear his daily fantasy pick coming up around 7:50 today. And, you know, he's a good thing I got Zach Charbonnet. And I would agree. The good thing, too, is here with Kenneth Walker already having been ruled out, you can go ahead and start Zach Charbonnet clearly without any concern. He will be the featured back for the Seahawks as long as he's out there and healthy against a Cardinals defense that's been pretty good as of late. Over the last couple of months, the Cardinals have really stepped it up. So not a great matchup for Charbonnet, but he will be the lead ball carrier in Seattle.
Hand the ball off, running left, Bucky Irvin. Oh, great vision, touchdown Tampa Bay. Bucky Irvin gets down low and wins the battle.
Who doesn't love to hear a call of Gene Decker off? Gene with the call there on Bucky Irving's touchdown. And speaking of Pottinger, I know he gave Bucky Irving out last week as his daily play. It was a very productive one, no doubt. Bucky Irving was listed on the injury report with both a hip and back injury, but he's expected to play. So good news there is they've got a nice enticing matchup against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Bucks at home, at that one in Raymond James Stadium. For the Buccaneers on that side of the ball, no need to play the highlight. But Alexander Mattison not expected to play because, of course, there is no highlights to play for Alexander Mattison. Hopefully you were not relying upon him. The takeaway for Alexander Mattison being out is that is good news for Sincere McCormick. Sincerely, it is. McCormick will be the man who is all in all likelihood set to see the biggest bump in terms of value. I wouldn't feel confident about using Sincere McCormick for the Raiders, although the Bucs defense has certainly not been great. But I will say, in a week where six teams are on bye, McCormick could potentially be an answer for you, especially if you need to start a couple of running backs and a flex. You might look at McCormick and he might be intriguing to you. So he'd be the man, next man up for the Las Vegas Raiders. Jacoby Myers is expected to play for them, so you can go ahead and use him. But as I mentioned, the byes, the Broncos on bye, the Indianapolis Colts on bye, the New England Patriots on bye, the Washington Commanders. So, of course, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, you cannot use them this week. The Baltimore Ravens, they are on bye. So at least a trio of studs there in Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and Zay Flowers. Although all the Justin Tucker owners out there have been given a reprieve, you can officially, I think, go ahead and cut him if you were waiting for any reason. I think you saw all you needed to see at this point last week. If you were like me and you've just been rolling Justin Tucker with the blind faith that he might be able to figure out his approach and get things down correctly because he had been missing all of his kicks to the left. Well, last week when he overcompensated and finally missed one to the right, that's when I just threw up my hands and I said, okay, that's it, I'm done. They've got the bye this week. It's easy to cut bait with Justin Tucker. I have no confidence that he's going to figure it out, at least this season. So you can go ahead and look for a better kicker on the waiver wire. And then, of course, the Houston Texans, they are on bye, which means Joe Mixon, C.J. Stroud, who at this point, hopefully you haven't been using, Nico Collins, those stud players are not available this week again in a very critical week where you're trying to make the playoffs. So there's your six teams on bye with a lot of big names. So take note of that there.
First and goal at the five. Jones back, looks, fires it into the end zone. Touchdown, Neighbors, on the skinny post. And the Giants now lead it by two touchdowns with the extra point pending.
All right, so Malik Neighbors, this is the big one, I think, for anybody who's been relying upon him all season long. Now, apparently, there is some hope that he's going to be available today. He's dealing with both a groin and a hip flexor injury. But there's also a report from Adam Schefter that there could be some limitations in terms of his usage today. And I'll also add that he's going to go through a pregame warm-up. So that's not definitively he's in just yet. So you're going to want to check on that one before the Giants kick off against the Saints today. That's a noon game, so at least you can have some clarity before you need to make a decision again Inactives usually roll in around 10:30 Central Time for all the noon games. So you're going to have to wait it out on Malik Nabers. Of course, in PPR formats, you feel pretty good about using him. But outside of that, at this point, we haven't seen a whole lot to like from Malik Nabers over the last couple of months. And so, you know, if you've got some decent options elsewhere at wide receiver, I certainly would consider using them because it hasn't been a great last couple of 2 months for Malik Nabers, and it doesn't, you know, with dealing with a groin and a hip injury, I'm a little concerned about using him at this point. But again, I understand six teams on bye, you may have no other options.
Taysom Hill gets it left side, and he just stands up. Didn't even get close to being tackled, and Taysom Hill takes it in for his second touchdown. Taysom! Touchdown, Saints!
Taysom Hill has officially been placed on injured reserve with a torn ACL, so his season is done. That means the tight end cheat code is no longer this year. You're going to have to look elsewhere. And I will just say Juwan Johnson, who is the man who steps up to become the starting quote-unquote tight end in New Orleans. In fact, I don't know if that means any more snaps for Johnson, because Taysom Hill wasn't really a tight end. He was just listed as one in fantasy. I really don't want any part of Juwan Johnson personally. I get it if you don't have a lot of great options, but Juwan Johnson is not anybody that I trust, and I don't think he sees any huge bump without Taysom Hill. If anything, I suppose the fact that there's 10 to 12 touches per game that are available for other Saints players, but you wouldn't necessarily count on Taysom Hill being the guy. If anything, I'd suspect that the biggest benefactor here is Alvin Kamara, who potentially gets looks near the goal line that he wouldn't if Taysom Hill was healthy.
On first down, on the run, fires complete, running along the sideline, and is he in for a touchdown? He is! Dallas Goedert, 17 yards!
Merrill Reese there on the call. Not sure if he said it, but Dallas Goedert, as that highlight was supposed to make clear, but it really didn't. Dallas Goedert has been placed on injured reserve by the Eagles. Their hope is that he'll be back for the playoffs, but of course, not our fantasy football playoffs, so go ahead and feel free to cut ties with him, because Dallas Goedert will be gone for at least a minimum of 4 games, and that is a tough blow for anybody who's been using him all season long.
Quick snap and a throw out to Pickens at the 20-yard line. Makes the grab, heads up the sideline, eludes a tackler, and waltzes in for the score and boots the ball up into the crowd.
Ah, crazy George Pickens. We love you. He's been a stud in fantasy all season long. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. The hope is that he's going to go. He's expected to play, but again, similar to Malik Nabers, he's going to give it a test in pregame warmups. But again, good news, just like Nabers, that is a noon game, so you'll know definitively against the Cleveland Browns whether or not the Pittsburgh Steelers will have their stud wide receiver. So make sure you check on that, though, because, again, remember, pregame warm-up test, and when it's a hamstring injury, that's one where I want to make sure and double-check on before I go ahead and set the lineup and forget it.
He'll serve it deep down the left sideline and drop it in the bucket. It's a touchdown, DJ Moore.
Pottinger, really? I'm going to play this next one. I swear if it's...
Toss left, Swift, hit right. The gas, 35. A little razzle-dazzle to the 20, to the 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Bears. Out of toss left, DeAndre Swift strikes swiftly.
All right, so I will give Justin credit in that he likes to have the highlights being up to date, the most recent ones. That is why, listen, and I love Jason Benetti. Nothing wrong with hearing his voice, but as the home of the Chicago Bears, when we play Bears highlights, we got to have Joniak on the call. But DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, both players are expected to play, even though they're listed as questionable. So that is good news for Bears fans out there with Thomas Brown. Now, your interim head coach, we'll see how things go. I do expect that, you know, you'd expect a bit of a bounce from the new head coach. The new head coach bounce against the 49ers, who are beating up themselves.
McCaffrey is the single back. Here's the snap. Purdy hands off. Left side McCaffrey jumping, gets out of an ankle tackle, leading to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, 49ers.
Because, of course, they will not have Christian McCaffrey. And, again, Just like I was patting myself on the back last week, letting you know to go ahead and scoop up Braylon Allen. Hopefully you listened to me and you went out and scooped up Jordan Mason, right? Oh, wait. That didn't work out so well, because as soon as Christian McCaffrey was placed on injured reserve Monday morning, it wasn't too long after that we found out that Jordan Mason was also placed on injured reserve. Isaac Grendo, step right up. You'll have an opportunity to go ahead and slash through that beaten-up Bears defensive line, and we'll see what he can do with the opportunity. I do like Isaac Grendo. He's got some home run ability there. He can take it to the house on some long runs. He's already done that this year. So if you were able to splurge, splash the fab cash around, if you will, and you found yourself with Isaac Grendo on Wednesday morning after the Tuesday night waivers ran, well, congratulations to you, my good friend. Go ahead and slot him into your lineup, because it's now or never. And again, I think it's a good matchup against the Bears run D. Without Andrew Billings, they have certainly struggled to stop the run. So good news there. Elsewhere, otherwise, you know what? Let's mention this one.
And lobs it downfield for McConkey. Caught! McConkey right sideline. Defender falls to the 20. Turn on the Jets lad. To the 15. To the 10. Upfield. Into the end zone. Oh, lad.
Ah, lad indeed. Lad McConkey is dealing with a knee injury of his own. He's listed as questionable. Little dicey here. He's been limited in practice, so I think he's going to play tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's been really good, especially in PPR formats, over the last 6 weeks. But all I can say is just have an option to pivot to in case he can't, because, again, Sunday Night Football leaves you in dangerous spot if he's ruled out after all those other games have kicked off or started. So be aware of that. Lad McConkey listed as questionable. If you certainly would like to use him if possible, but this might be a situation where if you've got a good alternative going in some of the earlier games, maybe better to just play it safe rather than sorry and go ahead and use those options over Lad McConkey. Because if, you know, your pivot is Quentin Johnston, I don't love that, because he clearly has had a concentration issue when it comes to catching the ball, especially over the last couple weeks. So I don't feel good about using him in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, check on Lad McConkey before you go ahead, or make sure you have somebody who you can use in his stead, maybe in the Monday night game, although, you know, you're using Chase Higgins or Lamb. Both Lamb and Jamar Chase are expected to play on Monday Night Football as the Bengals visit the Dallas Cowboys, expecting, or at least I am, expecting a lot of points in that game, in a game where two teams don't really like to play defense this year. So Bengals, Cowboys, and then, of course, Chiefs, Chargers, Sunday Night Football. For the Chiefs, I'll mention they have DJ Humphreys. DJ Humphreys will be starting at left tackle for them. He's the third starting tackle for the Chiefs this season. They just signed him this week in free agency. That's probably not great for the long-term goals of the Chiefs, but we shall see how much it does actually affect Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, there you go. Lots of injury news during this Week 14 edition of the Fantasy Football Show. Up next, all of your phone calls. We'll get after it. As always, presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. Tullamore, Tullamore, Tullamore Dew. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Show here every Sunday morning during the football season from 7 to 8 a.m. Of course, your home of the Chicago Bears. Bears coverage starting a little later today, of course, because the Bears are in San Francisco with a 3:25 kickoff, which means that you'll get Black and Abdallah from 11 until 1, bring you up until Sylvie, Waddle, Deion Miller will have your pregame coverage of the Bears. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, Jason McKee on the call at 3:25. Then Yurko and Peggy will be back with your postgame show. And then to wrap things up, after they're done, 2 hours after the game ends, I will be here with Pat the Designer and Jason McKee as well as we break down the Bears and 49ers game. So there is your day of listening right here on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. Let's go on out to Ali, who's in Rogers Park, to get things going today on the Fantasy Football Show. What is up, Ali? How you doing?
What's going on, Jeff? Thank you very much for taking the call.
My pleasure.
I am stuck in the QB conundrum. I have Brock Purdy starting, and then I have Patrick Mahomes on the bench.
That's tough. And I'm sure you've got a bad taste in your mouth from Brock Purdy last week, and it does not feel by any means like the 49ers offense is anything close to what it was the last couple of seasons when Brock Purdy's been so productive. I don't, of course, love the matchup either for Patrick Mahomes, but I would lean towards using Mahomes. The Bears' pass defense has been amongst the best against quarterbacks when it comes to fantasy football, preventing numbers. So even I think Kyle Shanahan probably recognizes that an easy way to take advantage of the Bears will be to run on them. So I think, if anything, we're looking at the Niners to lean heavily on the run game, and with so many key injuries, Deebo Samuel doesn't look like himself. Ali, I think I would just go back with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think that seems like the best thing. I have one more if I could get it in. The running back, I'm able to pick up the running back from Seattle, the one you just mentioned,
Charbonnet.
Mm-hmm. And I have Chuba Hubbard and Nick Chubb or Tyrann Tracy. I just need two of those four.
So I would definitely use Tracy. Still don't trust Nick Chubb completely. Kind of feels like he needs a touchdown, and against the Steelers, obviously, that's one of the tougher defenses in the league. Hubbard for the Panthers today has the Philadelphia Eagles. I think I would still, even though Charbonnet will be the lead back today, I'd still use Chuba Hubbard, who, I think his workload is a little bit more. I guess Charbonnet could potentially have as many touches as Hubbard, you know, especially against the tougher Eagles defense. But the Seahawks offensive line has not been great the last month or so. So I think you got some really strong options there, Ali. I'd probably go with Tracy and Hubbard there. Let's try James, who's in Norwood Park. Jimmy, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? I'm in a full-point PPR, and I'm in bye week hell right now, and I've got to make the playoffs. So I'm in the sixth seed. I have the flex spot, and I'm wondering if I should start Cade Otton, Adam Thielen, or Roma Dunze. And I also just looked. I could also pick up Keon Coleman or Sterling Shepard, but I know Coleman kind of game time.
I'm glad you bring him up, James, too, because it always allows me to talk about a player whose highlight I did not play yet. Coleman, I don't trust right now. Again, I understand six teams on bye, so teams might be desperate, so I can see a scenario where you're forced into it, but you've got some better choices there, James. So I personally, in a PPR format, I'm using Adam Thielen. We saw him have a big week last week, and you know, I just talked about Hubbard having a little bit more of a difficult matchup against the Eagles, but you can very easily, I think, see a path to where the Panthers are chasing the game a little bit, and Adam Thielen is piling up some late-time garbage stats. So I like Adam Thielen pretty clearly amongst those options, James.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. And, you know, part of it is we got to see him actually do it last week and be productive again, so that actually alleviates some of the issues I had about relying on Adam Thielen last week. Let's try Don, who's in Warrenville. What's going on, Don?
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good, man.
My 11-year-old grandson and I listen to you every week. He's here over the weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Don, and thank you. What's your grandson's name?
His name's Will.
Will, shout out to Will. Thanks for listening, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. But we have a PPR flex question. Devonta Smith or DeAndre Hopkins?
So, yeah, Devonta Smith should be back. That one is tough, because you never quite know exactly what you're going to get week to week from Devonta Smith when he's out there, because clearly A.J. Brown is your alpha out there for the Eagles. So Saquon Barkley has been such a revelation for them this year. He's given them everything they've hoped for and more. So Devonta Smith, it kind of feels like sometimes he needs, you know, that touchdown to really make his week. It's a really tough call. I think personally, Don, I would still go with Devonta Smith over DeAndre Hopkins, but I'll admit that if Mahomes, you know, and I think partially my thought process here is DJ Humphreys, who I mentioned, the tackle off the street that the Chiefs signed, who will be starting for them this week, concerns me a little bit. And just the way they've gone about it, the Chiefs, you know, they're going to try and, you know, methodically kill the game and just let Patrick Mahomes only rely on him when they need to. That's just, it's been a winning formula for them. So I think I'd go with Devontae Smith over DeAndre Hopkins.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem, Don. And thank you to Will as well, your grandson, for listening. Appreciate it. Let's go on out to Ryan, who's in Schaumburg. What's going on, Rye Guy?
Morning, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. I've got some running backs. I got four running backs. I need two.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for the advice last week with Bucky Irving.
Well, thank you, Bucky Irving, no problem.
Bucky Irving, and I got Tony Pallard,
mm-hmm.
Rico
Dowdle. Dowdle, yep.
And Rashard White.
Okay, so
I need two of the four.
So give me the second one again, who you said?
Tony Pallard,
yeah. So I think, yeah, at this point, Bucky Irving, we feel, you know, I know he's dealing with the back and hip injury, but he's expected to play today. So, and the good news is that he's a rookie, he's young, so even though he's dealing with some injuries, I always feel better with younger players who are dealing with injuries than I do with longtime vets. So Bucky Irving, especially after what we saw last week, pretty much a must start. No reason to go away from him, especially against the Raiders today. And then I do, of those other options, you know, Rashard White, let's drop him to the back burner. You definitely don't want to be starting two guys from the same backfield. That limits your upside. But Tony Pollard against the Jacksonville Jaguars, I like that definitely over Rico Dowdle. So although the Bengals defense, it is enticing. And, you know, this is more, you know, I still think I would use Pollard over Dowdle, but it's close. But yeah, I'll give you Bucky Irving and Tony Pollard there, Ryan.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. 312-332-3776. Let's slip in one more before we take a quick break and get back to the calls. Carlos is on the north side. What's going on, Carlos?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, my friend.
You're the best in the business.
Man. Oh, thank you so much.
And sacrificing for all of us.
Appreciate it.
Do or die for me, man. If I win, I make the playoffs. If I lose, that's it. If we win, Jeff, we'll get a nice breakfast that week.
Let's do it. Let's do it for the breakfast, all right. Carlos.
All right. I need one receiver and one flex. I got between Keon Coleman, Westbrook Akine, Elijah Moore, Jake Ferguson, or Kate Otten.
And you need two of these options, right?
Yeah, I need one receiver and one flex. Correct.
All right. So, Kate Otten, is it PPR, Carlos, or standard?
Full PPR.
Ooh, this makes NWI so much harder to play. Nick Westbrook Akine, he's got 8 touchdowns in his last 8 games, and it feels like he's only got 8 catches. He has 20, but it certainly is hard to count on a guy like that in PPR formats. Yeah. I'm definitely using Kate Otten, Carlos, for sure. He's the easy one. And then for me, I think if Keon Coleman is active, you got to check that, you know, check on that for the Bills today. Make sure he's active. Although, as I'm speaking this through, that's the 3:25 kick. So who could we turn to in that stead? Probably not a whole lot of great options.
Yeah, because I had Elijah Moore last week and Westbrook Akine. I started him, you know, because of my buys. But,
sure.
Man, they've been saving me. But for this week, you know, I'd rather go with what you think, Jeff, and then
I'll tell you what. Here's my preference is Keon Coleman. So if we get definitive word on Coleman before the games kick off at noon that he's playing. Now, this is something you might have to take up right till about 11:50, Carlos. If Coleman, Coleman plays, I would prefer him. But if you don't know, if it's still up in the air by 11:50, I'd probably go with Nick Westbrook Akine and just hope for one more touchdown there because, you know, he's got a good matchup against the Jags. And yeah, I'd hate for you to be in the spot where, you know, you're waiting on Coleman and then all of a sudden you have no one to turn to and you find out at whatever it is, 1:30, halftime of the noon games that Coleman is not playing. So, if we find out Coleman's going before the noon kicks, then go ahead and use him. But if not, I'd use Nick Westbrook Akine.
Perfect, Jeff. You're the best, man. Happy holidays. Oh, real quick, Jeff. Sorry. Happy holidays. Brock Purdy. I have Brock Purdy or Matt Stafford, or do I go to the waivers and pick up Russell Wilson, Rodgers, Levis, or a cousin? or Cooper Rush? What do you say?
So that's a lot of information there at the end, Carlos. You snuck it in. Don't love Brock Purdy. I guess of those options, Stafford or Russell Wilson, I guess I'd use Russell Wilson. I don't feel great about it, and I think he piled up a ton of stats against a really bad Bengals D last week. But if you throwing that one at me at the last minute there, I guess I would go Russ if it were my team a little bit over Stafford, because the Bills game, I think the Bills are going to put it on the Rams, so that concerns me about where they'll be at. So I guess I would go Russell Wilson over Stafford there. 312-332-3776 to go. Half an hour to go here on the Fantasy Football Show. Jump on in before we wrap things up at 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Meller. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller, presented, of course, by Tullamore Dew, the show. Not me, that is, but that's okay. Still love Tullamore Dew either way. Let's go on out to Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, what's going on? If memory serves, I hope I'm not confusing with another caller. I think I told you not to use Adam Thielen last week. Am I correct on that?
Yes, you did.
Ugh.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
My bad. Right. My bad on that one, Dave. I always like to see a guy play well a week before I use him, but he had a monster week. So I always hate the ones that stick in my craw when I give out bad advice. So my apologies on that one, Dave.
Hey, that's all right. You know, one in like 10 years, 15 years, whatever I've been listening or calling into. I'm in the McConkey problem area today. Mm. I have Waddle and Westbrook on my bench. Those are only two guys. Or do I go wait and see what happens with him? I can also pick up, and this scares me too, I could pick up Brandon Cooks and Josh Palmer if I needed somebody at night or, yeah, you know, in that game on Monday night, which could be a shootout too.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah, so, yeah. Or definitely. No, yeah, that's, you know, I don't feel, I do definitely, it's like McConkey for me, if he's active, he's far and away better than all those other options.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the play there is, you know, boy, Josh Palmer. It's interesting because if McConkey's not there, he seems to be the natural player who Justin Herbert does have, you know, has had rapport with. He's been a productive, you know, PPR. I assume it's PPR, right, Dave?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, so definitely prefer Palmer over anyone like Johnston. Yeah, I think I would wait out Ladd and then just have a spot that you can cut somebody with to go ahead and, or maybe just grab Palmer now so that you don't have to, you know, you don't get aced out, you know, later in the day. Have a guy to, you know, have him to turn to just in case McConkey can't go.
Do you like Palmer or Cooks better? Brandon Cooks.
I think if McConkey's out, I prefer Palmer. Just, I think he's the lead receiver, you know, if McConkey doesn't play. So, you know, okay, with Cooks, it's, you know, it's it, the Bengals, obviously, I've talked about their defense is terrible, so that's interesting. But, you know, Lamb's still going to play, so I don't know, you know, it's, you know, is Cooks going to score a touchdown? I don't know. If he does, he'd make your day, obviously, but it's hard to bet on that. So I think I'd prefer Palmer if McConkey's out.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Thank
Good
you,
luck
Dave.
Today.
You as well. Appreciate it. Let's try Lewis, who's in Columbus. What's going on, Lou?
What's up, boss? How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. So trying to solve my tight end issue here. It's been nothing for me all season with Kyle Pitts, so I recently dropped him. Right now I'm just kind of holding Noah Gray, but Hooper's out there, Komet's out there, Knox, like all the usual suspects. I'm already in the playoffs and I'm pretty secure, so it's more for the stretch run here in the playoffs.
Okay, so give them to me again. I heard Noah Gray's the one who stood out, but give me your other options as well.
Hooper's out there, Komet, Knox, Okonkwo, like,
yeah.
Mike Lee's out there, you know.
Yeah, I'd say, honestly, especially if you're thinking about long-term, Noah Gray's the only name who intrigues me a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, certainly not great, because mm-hmm. you know Kelsey's there, so there's a limited upside. But Gray's shown to be a red zone threat who Pat Mahomes seems to be developing better and better chemistry each week. So I think Noah Gray, honestly, if of the other options, I would still prefer Pitts over all of them. Mm-hmm. So Gray, but I do think I would bet on Gray over Pitts. So that would kind of be my order there.
Hey, a question too. Hollywood Brown, you think there's any like late momentum there if he comes back.
So it's interesting because, you know, it really depends on your format. If you have the roster flexibility to kind of stash him, it's not a terrible play, although it sounds like, you know, week 16 is probably the earliest that it looks like he would, you know, a return would be likely. And we're right now we're only in week 14, so when you're still talking a couple weeks out, it's hard to bet on that. And then the other thing is, in the playoffs, I can't imagine I would ever feel comfortable using Hollywood Brown sight unseen into my lineup. So now we're almost basically talking week 17, your championship week, coming off of a solid week 16. Is that where you're going to feel comfortable using Hollywood Brown? I would say, logically, probably not. I don't hate stashing him on your roster if you've got bigger rosters, Lewis, but, you know, in terms of, like, how great are we going to feel about using him, that's the other question. But I will say, you know, in a league where I actually play in a fantasy football league where it extends into the playoffs, half the teams in the league make the playoffs, and then then we have a redraft, not a redraft, but we draft all the players who are available in between the end of the regular season and the start of the playoffs. In that league, I actually used my one waiver wire pickup this week on Hollywood Brown with the thought process, hey, in the playoffs, Hollywood Brown could potentially be, you know, the number one receiving option outside of Travis Kelce for Mahomes if we get there. So I like the thought long-term, Lewis, but in standard fantasy leagues, I find it hard to believe you'd feel comfortable using him in your lineup this year.
Gotcha. All right, bear down, baby. Let's
go. All right, bear down as always. Appreciate it, Lewis. 312-332-3776. One more segment to go. Coming up next, Justin Pottinger gives you your daily fantasy play of the day right here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Telemordu. Last chance to jump on in. 312-332-3776. Helping you make that playoff push in your fantasy football league. I am Jeff Meller here with you every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on ESPN 1000. Talking fantasy football with you and taking your calls. All right, at this time each and every week, I bring in Justin Pottinger, my producer extraordinaire, to give us his daily fantasy football pick. All right, JP, what do we got?
Yeah, this week we're going to go with Zach Charbonnet, a player that we talked about a little bit earlier in the show. You touched on this, but Kenneth Walker, he's not playing today. He's dealing with an ankle and a calf injury, which upgrades Charbonnet into that starting role. Last time Walker missed time, that was in weeks 2 and 3. Charbonnet ended up being the running back 8 and 7 in both those weeks, which included 3 total touchdowns. So I'm excited for Charbonnet to step into that 3-down back today for the Seahawks, especially in PPR leagues. Mm-hmm. I love him just because he's got that safe floor with the high snap count he's going to see today and the receiving upside. The Seahawks also played the Cardinals today. I mean, they're kind of in the middle of the pack. I wouldn't say they're good or bad necessarily against running backs. 16th on the season. He's 5,300 on FanDuel, 4,800 on DraftKings. Charbonnet is not a player that's going to go out there and get you 150 rushing yards, but I think he's definitely a safe high-end RB2 play this week just with his upside on the receiving game, and I do think he will fall in the end zone today. So Zach Charbonnet with no Ken Bone Walker, I'm starting him.
He's got more nicknames, Kenneth Walker, that is. He's K-9, I've heard.
Ken Bone,
KW3. Yeah. He's cornered the market on good nicknames, but he's out this week. I like that. The price is right for Charbonnet, as you mentioned, in Daily Fantasy, $4,800 on DraftKings, $5,300 on FanDuel. One of those, you know, you look at those numbers, and he really, you know, for the most part, you know, that price, you think it reflects a little bit of Kenneth Walker potentially playing there. So, yeah, definitely like
very
him.
Very cheap.
Great option for that price. You can't go wrong. So I like it. Justin Pottinger's daily fantasy play of the week. Again, he gave out Bucky Irving last week. So if you took him up on his advice, you are certainly happy. Let's continue with the calls. Again, 312-332-3776. If you want to jump on in, last chance here as we wrap things up on the Fantasy Football Show. Let's try James, who's in New Lenox. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, brother, shout out to you for the handcuff thing last week. I had enough roster flexibility where I picked up Mason and Garendo. Oh, so obviously having James, Garendo help me.
Well, listen, you can give me the shout out, but I will give you a I'll raise a glass. I got my coffee mug up if you're watching live on Twitch. I'm toasting to you, my friend, because having the Isaac Garendo foresight was a brilliant move. I'll admit, I was patting myself on the back in one of my leagues where I had claimed Jordan Mason earlier in the week, you know, practicing what I preach here on the show, and was feeling really good about myself on Monday morning. And then, of course, by Monday afternoon, he's on injured reserve, and all of a sudden, Isaac Garendo was just floating out in that league, getting ready to be bought up for $70 on Fab. So, which I was not the recipient of, because I certainly did not have that amount of cash to splash in my Fab budget. But nevertheless, James, good on you for taking both. So what do you got this week?
And in fairness, I didn't pick them both up at the same time. I picked up Mason, and I had Gainwell.
Okay.
And then when I seen McCaffrey going off, I immediately dropped Gainwell and picked up Garendo. So the next day when the news came out, obviously, I was like, oh, crap, good thing I did that. So yeah, it wasn't like I picked them both up at the same time. But,
no, hey, man, listen, hey, kudos to you. And obviously in that scenario, you've got the rolling free agency where you can just grab somebody in the correct middle of the game. You know, a lot of people don't play in leagues like that. But, again, that's you kind of have to be Johnny on the spot in a league like that because those guys get grabbed immediately. So good on you, James.
So what I had for this week, I had a quarterback question and a receiver question. I got Collins on bye, so my options are Metcalf, Adams, or I like to call him Northwest Indiana because I don't want to say his own
NWI,
name.
NWI, yeah. Westbrook
Akine. Yeah, and that's who I feel like I should play based on the matchup.
So,
and then, but I'm like logic dictates I kind of should probably play Metcalf, I guess.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's where, you know, as the fantasy analyst here, I can't get away from Akine. How many touchdowns can he score? Because the moment he doesn't score a touchdown, he doesn't have, there's no volume, you know, right, to sustain a non-touchdown game. And so it's only, you know, 8 touchdowns in 8 games. And one of those games he did not score. He had a 2-touchdown game in there as well. So can't, like, clearly they favor him around the goal line, so can he keep doing it? I suppose. But when you've got DK Metcalf, and you mentioned Adams, right, Devontae Adams?
Correct.
I personally couldn't use NWI over either of those players. You know, you know, trying to bet on that touchdown hot streak at some point, I don't think it's going to continue. So I'd use Metcalf first, and Adams would be my second choice.
And as far as quarterbacks, I'm pretty locked in on Baker, I think, but his performance last week kind of worried me. And for some reason, I feel like I should probably pick up O'Connell or Levis because I really like those matchups.
Yeah, I get it. But for me, kind of same thing. I'm not trusting those players over Baker Mayfield. Mayfield, you're right. It was a tough stat week for him against the Panthers last week, but still, I mean, he's been so productive all year long. He's still a running threat, something that Aiden O'Connell is not. So I guess I pose Levis is, but Will Levis, he's just, I don't trust him at all in any way. I get it. The Jags look like a good defense to take advantage of, but I personally would use Baker Mayfield over Levis. He's in the trust tree for me.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. And shout out real quick to Kevbo for giving out Chandler Fields less than 1.5 touchdowns yesterday. Crazy, crazy pick. Thanks, brother.
All right. Shout out to Kevbo, Kevin Zipak, producer here at ESPN 1000. Let's try Scott in Maryville. Scotty, a little late for you on the show. What's going on?
Yeah, I called in early, so you guys must have been loaded up today. But no, I like it because I'm usually listening through my phone anyway. So
okay.
It's fun. And that way I can just kind of listen to the show instead of hanging up and then I got to jump to a radio or something
else.
Makes
sense.
Yeah, but hey, anyways, real quick, you know, I gave you my question. I think I like Khalil Shakir. So I'm just going to ask about just one of these guys, full PPR. Jacoby Myers, I have him in, but he's questionable and he's going the wrong way, like west to east. And then I also have Keenan Allen on the bench. So I feel good with Khalil. I think he's going to be good against the Rams. I don't know what you think, but
yeah,
it was really one of those three. But the more I've been sitting here, I think for my two wide receivers, I think I'll keep Khalil in.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you thought about between Jacoby and Keenan.
Boy, yeah. And I no, have I have I, that, I have them right next to each other in my in my in,
everybody I'm, yeah, sorry.
No, no, it's okay. Like I get it. And it's a tough dilemma here. I can't, you know, with any, you know, I don't feel strongly. The only thing I'll say is Keenan Allen, over the last few weeks, it seems like he's gotten a little bit healthier with Thomas Brown calling plays. He's gotten into the mix more. If anything, I think Roma Dunze has been the guy who's kind of suffered production-wise. So, you know, you're right about the going west from the east is an easier, you know, when you're the players, it's easier. So maybe call that a tiebreaker, and I'm cool with doing that. Also, Caleb, I think he's just, you know, I like having him throw the ball to my wide receiver rather than Aiden O'Connell. So I like where your head's at. I have them right next to each other. You know, Jacoby and PPR, I'm fine with. But I think you're right. I think I like Keenan Allen over Myers.
Okay, thanks a lot, my man.
No problem. Let's get two more in quickly before we wrap things up. Let's try Steve in McHenry. What do you got, Steve?
Hey, how you doing? I have one and I'm in, and I need two out of Zach Charbonnet, Braylon Allen, Deebo Samuels, Juwan Jennings, and Darnell Mooney.
Is it PPR, Steve, or standard
full
score?
Full point PPR,
and you need two of these options, you said, right?
Yep, I'm worried about Mooney against Minnesota with Kirk Cousins not doing well.
I'm not using Mooney. I'm not using Deebo. For me, it comes down to Allen, Charbonnet, and Juwan Jennings. You know, the PPR, obviously, Jennings gets a boost. I think, though, I personally would probably still use the two featured running backs. You know, with both of the starters, Breece Hall and Kenneth Walker out. I led the show with their injuries. They were the biggest names. And you've got the two backups who should see the biggest role. So I'd go with Charbonnet and Allen because they both catch passes, and they're going to be the featured backs. So I would go with both those guys.
Yeah, because the only thing I didn't know was how good was Miami Dolphins against the running
backs.
Yeah,
for me, Steve, you know, it's not really even a factor. Let's slip in one more call. Ed, who's in Norwood. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I was just wondering. I'm looking at Caleb Williams. The last few weeks, he's been doing decent,
yes.
But I also got Baker Mayfield. Then also, I got I got a PPR too, and I have Jordan Addison, Roma Dunze, and then I was just looking at the waiver wire, Keon Coleman and Johnson is available.
And I got to run. I'm going to give you Addison and Caleb in that instance. Thank you to Justin Pottinger. Thank you for listening. Back at it. I'll be back for your Bears post-game coverage right here on ESPN 1000 after Peggy Nierko wrap up. So 9 o'clock, Meller, McKee, and Pat the Designer.